Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 14 years.
Wow.
How about that? I know. It's exciting and scary at the same time. He's the guy who taught us how to lead change, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want?, which, as you know, is one of my favorite books, and also Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and also The Feedback Toolkit. He's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, the energy bar. Are we still talking about the energy bar?
We are, yeah.
We can't get enough of this, can we?
We cannot.
It never gets old, does it?
Yeah. So what we're talking about for your listeners, they might like to join in too, is the idea, if you're trying to get an idea across, whether it's a little idea or big idea, usually in the workplace, you're going to need to get support for that and not just people saluting and going, yes, sir, yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. And we often put our idea out ahead of the support. And we figure, well, if I just come up with a good idea, certainly they'll go along with it. And one of the mistakes we make, even when we want to try to get support, is we often try to go for the three-run homer. Like we want everybody to come on board, like right now. We want the score to go up by 3 points, and that's just not realistic. And mm-hmm. I was talking with a good friend of mine, John Shear, about this a couple weeks ago, and anyway, I had some thoughts about that. So that's what I'd like to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, so let's say you and I are in business, and we come up with some idea, and so now we've got to tell maybe the other owners and the people who work for us, mm-hmm. and that we are so excited that we say, "Okay, starting Monday, here's what we're going to do."
You're going to love this.
And our own excitement, and we walk out of the meeting, and I go, "Jim, you did it again. You're great." And they'll go, "Well, Rick, yeah, you're great too." I mean, because we're looking at the world through our own eyes, mm-hmm. and if people are reluctant or resistant, I mean, they're not going to show it. They're not going to argue with this because they want to keep their jobs.
Right.
But there's all kinds of ways they can slow this baby down. And a better approach would be to say, all right, so whose support we need? And let's say it's the hourly employees.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, all right, are they likely to support this? And if the answer is yes, that's great. If the answer is I don't think so, then that's where we got to start working. And the mistake we make sometimes, we go, okay, all right, they're going to be resistant. They're going to think, oh, it's a flavor of the month. All right, we're going to present this in such a wonderful way that they'll just stand and they'll cheer.
Right.
A better thing is, maybe the first goal ought to be just get them interested. Just move that energy just one tick up, like a single, rather than swinging for the fences.
Would the best way to hit the single be to find out how to make it be a little bit of their idea?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
At least part of it needs to be, they at least need to be going to first base with you, as if they're sort of let them lead you to first base, so to speak. Maybe they don't have the vision or the information to go home or to go to second or third. That's your job. But if they don't go to first base with you, you're not going to get to second, are you?
Probably not. I mean, yeah, the statistics say that, you're really putting yourself at risk. You know, when I was talking to John Shear, he said, you know what I like to do? He said, I like to go to them and say, hey, I just got a hunch that you're probably not going to like, that you don't like this idea. Is that right? And with no judgment at all. And when the person says, yeah, he said, and 9 times out of 10, they'll say, no, I really don't like it. He said, well, what would it take to even get you interested in it? What can we do? And that's the place where they could say, well, you know, I'm afraid this is only going to go to first base and then it's, we'll never get all the way around. Right. Well, what would it take? And that way, you're really building on their own discomfort and turning it into something they could get excited about.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And this is something, I've seen this myself, and especially when I was in my, had my consulting company. I've seen, I've actually had an owner try to get me to get them excited about his idea. And there was a time when I was so naive, I actually tried it. And I was the one that got shot down, not him. So I learned, I had some scorched feathers there on that project. Okay, hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about getting your folks to be engaged, to adopt your ideas, or at least to contribute to them so they can, so you can move forward. Ponytail, right back with our good friend Rick Maurer. Stay with us. We're going up around the
bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.